Well, got a special guest with us on the phone today, singer-songwriter from California, Brianna Lynn. Brianna, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first off, let's see, what part of California are you calling home?
I am based in Los Angeles in a city called Studio City. It's a neighborhood of North Hollywood.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me take a guess there on the weather. 75 and sunny?
About, yeah, it's actually about that.
Year round, isn't it?
Pretty much. It gets chillier in the winter, but yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, good. And reading your bio online here, and you're not originally a California girl.
No, I'm not. I'm originally from Minnesota, rural Minnesota, in a town of 6,000 people, born and raised.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So a small town. Yeah. Yep.
Small town. Yep.
And I was reading your bio on your website here, and we'll give out some info on that here later so folks can check it out if they'd like. But back home in Minnesota, it was a pretty young age you figured out that you liked performing and singing.
Yeah, I did. Ever since I was like 3 years old, I was singing in public.
Wow.
Yeah. So my parents, I didn't like to talk that much as a three-year-old, but I would sing all the time. So they soon found out that I was basically a singer, and that was probably going to be what I was going to do later on in life.
Uh-huh.
So I always basically pursued that.
Yeah, well, neat. And it, from your bio here, it sounds like music kind of runs through your family.
It does, yeah. My dad is a drummer and a pedal steel guitarist, mostly did drumming. You know, he never really pursued it on a professional level just because back in the 60s, it was harder to really like make it unless you got like a record deal. Right.
So, yeah.
The opportunities weren't quite as big. Plus he didn't really move out of the Midwest. So, but he toured in the Midwest as a drummer with different bands. And then growing up, you know, he got a pedal steel guitar in our house and drums up in our attic. We had an attic and, you know, he tried to teach me how to play the trap set, but I couldn't. I just couldn't combine everything. And pedal steel, I never even tried. I just listened to him, and I kind of got, I don't know, just that sound resonated with me. And,
no, I love hearing the pedal steel whine and cry.
Steel.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah. And then, of course, I grew up, you know, in rural Minnesota, and actually it's a very big country scene there. A lot of people love country. So my grandpa and grandma, we would listen to the Grand Ole Opry a lot. So, you know, country music was definitely like a part of me in my roots.
Well, cool. Neat. So what prompted your move to California? I'm sure probably just for a little bigger chance of success or.
Yeah. So I really wanted to move to California when I was in high school. I wanted to go to college out here, but my parents weren't exactly thrilled with that idea. So I ended up staying in the Midwest basically for many years later, and sort of established myself there, got a business started. When I, you know, I was out of college and I was kind of like, what am I doing with my music? And it's pretty hard to make a career out of just performing.
Yeah.
So I got into teaching and became a Yamaha music teacher and did some traveling out to California for that. And that kind of, you know, gave me a little bit of a bug to move out here again. But still didn't have the guts or the opportunity, or at least I didn't take the opportunity to move here. But, you know, I would come visit. And, yeah, so I did some teaching. And then I ended up starting my own business in my late 20s. And that kind of helped me to have more freedom to be able to do what I wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah. So what kind of business out in California do you have?
I have a music studio. So I teach other artists and, you know, like singer-songwriters and actors, professional actors out here, how to sing. And then also how to play music, how to play piano.
Mm, okay, well, neat. And I'm reading on your bio here, it looks like maybe it was right after you moved out to California, you had a pretty, well, you collaborated on a pretty neat album, it looks like. With,
I'm trying to think, which album was it?
A Disney album, or some Disney ties to the album.
Yes, yes. So I actually made an album of two Disney songs and then one original song called Lullaby Trio. And so I've always loved Disney, like huge Disney fan.
Yeah.
And wanted to always, my dream has always been to have like, to sing for Disney, whether that was I didn't know what that would look like.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily for the Disney parks. I'm talking more like TV Disney, movie Disney,
yep.
Which is one of the reasons I moved out to California was to be a session singer, because I knew that I had the skills to, you know, sing for that kind of stuff. They want people who can be really good sight readers, you know, good at blending with other voices, you know, good with their ear,
yep.
like everything. So I knew I fit the specs, but, you know, it's one of those where a lot of people want to do it, so that there's a lot of competition.
Yeah, well, I can imagine, yeah.
So, but anyway, yeah, so I ended up recording Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes from Cinderella, and Lavender's Blue, actually, from Cinderella as well. And
okay.
So, yeah, I just decided to record those shortly before I moved to LA.
Oh, okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, neat.
Yeah, I need to record some more Disney songs, though.
Yeah, well, that's my daughter would love that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know. I sort of feel like I'm caught between Disney and, like, a country singer in a way. Like, I feel like I'm this Disney, like, singer at heart, but I am, like, have this country voice, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know that they're that far apart, so that ties in well.
A lot of my friends can attest to that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's another thing I want to talk about a little bit, your songwriting. So I'm in awe of folks who can sing in the first place. I can't carry a tune in a bucket, but let alone write songs. So when you sit down to write songs, as far as the process, is it something that do you sit down and, you know, like take a couple hours and need some time? Or is it more of a spur of the moment type thing when you get an idea? Or how do you go about that process?
It's really challenging to pinpoint what happens, but I typically just have to put it in my schedule, to be honest, because I'm not one of those writers who's I have this song that just pops in my head sometimes, but very rarely. Generally, it's just like I sit down and then pretty soon I come up with something.
Okay.
But it's just a matter of sitting down. That's like my biggest challenge sometimes. I actually help a lot of other writers create, so I'm helping a lot of other songwriters, but I need to make sure that I put in time for my own writing. So
So okay, and I guess one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you here, you've got some new music out, a new song called "Look Up to the Sky." So can you tell us a little bit? You wrote that song, right?
I did write it.
All right. So what was the idea behind that? I guess how'd you come up to come to that subject?
Well, I co-wrote it with somebody out east.
Okay.
So initially we had this idea, we had gotten a prompt from a TV/film opportunity, and they wanted a song about like devastation, like maybe something that had to do with like a tornado or a hurricane or some kind of a natural disaster, and like people have to like pick up their pieces, people have to pick up their... like they just start over.
Mm-hmm.
And the film, the people that we were pitching to, they said, we want something in the line of like Chris Stapleton or Casey Musgraves.
Yeah.
And at that point I hadn't really been listening to Chris too much, but I'd been listening to Casey Musgraves.
Yeah.
And, but anyway, so I started listening to a couple songs of Chris Stapleton's, and they sort of inspired me to write this song.
Okay.
And I used a lot of his, I don't know, just arranging style in a way for the song. So it definitely was inspired by his music for that song.
Oh, well, neat. Well,
I hadn't really ever gone through, I personally never gone through any of that, like losing everything. But
yeah.
I think anybody can relate to it in some form, just because, you know, at some point or other, you go through something similar at least.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So, well, you talked about maybe Chris Stapleton and Casey Musgraves influencing your writing on this song a little bit. Who else do you kind of count as influences on you as far as musically, and maybe some folks you looked up to when you were growing up and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so I would say definitely Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've been listening to her since I was little, and it seems like every time I sing, people always kind of... they always go, okay, you sound like Dolly Parton, and I
well, that's a huge
compliment. Even really try, it's just kind of part of my voice, I guess.
Yeah,
similar. So yeah, I really love her. I grew up in the church, so a lot of gospel music.
Yeah.
Amy Grant was a big influence. Other singer-songwriters, I'm trying to think. I listened to such a variety of music growing up, but mm-hmm. I would say Amy Grant was definitely somebody. She was a really good songwriter, and I really liked her music. Then for country, yeah, I guess it would probably be Dolly.
Yeah, well, I don't know that you get
much
better
than
Dolly.
Listened to a lot of 60s music, Stevie Nicks,
mm-hmm.
Fleetwood Mac, the Beatles my dad got me into, so, you know.
Yeah.
Had a lot of that influence.
Yeah.
And then in high school, Alanis Morissette,
you know.
So, yeah, a variety of people.
Yeah, well, cool. Well, Brianna, thanks once again for joining us. And you can check out all things going on in Brianna's world on her website at Brianna Lynn. That's BRIANALYN.com. You can check out her music on Spotify, videos on Facebook, and you can just hear it right here on the barn. And right here is her brand new single. This is called Look Up to the Sky.